Well, Asian countries value education more than other countries. They have given education a priority. Every child, every teacher, every parent knows that education is the gateway to success. So that's one part of the story. They have got people into school. They've sort of built the places for this. They've put rigorous emphasis on quality. They have very little tolerance for failure. I think it's a very important attribute. Like in the Western world, we often believe that success is to do with heritage or with luck, or whereas in Asia, you have a strong belief that education is something that you can succeed if you work hard on this. And clearly, that's the ambition of many of the students that we assess, and those are the results. No?
How much does parental and family pressure and the pressure to excel play into this, and how much of it is attributable to that, and how much is it attributable to the way the schools are run?
It's actually very difficult to distinguish those facts. I mean, one thing that is interesting is that not all East Asian systems do equally well. So you can assume that they have similar parents, a similar culture maybe, but they suggest that schools do make a difference, the way education systems are run, the way schools are organized, the way systems succeed in attracting the best people into the teaching profession and getting the most talented teachers into the most challenging classrooms. I mean, that's one thing that we have seen this year in very impressive terms in the region of Shanghai. So I think parents clearly are an asset if you have parents that have high expectations, but you need to enable that asset, and that is the role of a good functioning education system.
Shanghai indeed seems to be the star of this report. What have they done that other school systems can copy?
I think one of the lessons to be learned from Shanghai is that you can actually attract great principals into challenging schools. And one of the ways how you build your career in Shanghai in education is that you actually take on tough challenges. It's not that you become a great principal in a school from rich parents, but you need to actually, I mean, the way, if you want to make a career, they are going to put you in a tough situation. You can take some of your best teachers with you. They are pairing great with poorer schools in a way that is very systematic and very much focused on improving results. And I think those are lessons that not only in Asia, but I think across the world, we can certainly take to heart. The capacity to allocate resources where they can make most of a difference.
Does the success of Shanghai apply to the rest of China as well?
Well, I don't think you can say that. I mean, Shanghai clearly is a jewel of education within China as well. It's also the economically most developed region. But we do have, I mean, patchy data from other provinces on PISA, and even poorer provinces seem to be doing well comparatively by OECD standards. So that Shanghai might be an indicator of what China as a whole will achieve one day. It is not certainly representative of the entire country yet.